This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Place to Be, pop experience. Welcome back to another episode of Pop Goes to the Couch, Mighty Ducks Game Changers. I'm James Gruenberg, alongside J. Arsenio D'Amato and Greg Diener. Guys, how are you guys doing tonight?
I'm pretty good. I'm watching the Minnesota Wild Vegas Golden Knights on a playoff game on NBC right now as we're recording this, so trying to get myself in the mood.
Yeah, me too, Greg. I already had a couple OT thrillers the first two playoff games.
Oh, the Washington game was pretty nice.
Yeah, and the Islanders too. And we had to usually record on Saturdays, but we had to switch up our schedule. We had to change on the fly.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, my regular podcast, Mike, my other co-host, he had some family business to attend to on Friday, so we had to delay the recording of this day or two. So.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, at least we're getting the episode in. So, yeah, this episode is Mighty Ducks Game Changers, Episode 8, Change on the Fly. You know, and there are a lot of changes on the fly in this episode here.
Yeah, it's almost like we're going to see it, like a slight heel turn almost to one of our beloved characters. We'll get into it.
Yeah. So we start off. We start off in a game actually. It's the Ducks. I mean, it's the Don't Bothers versus the Bears, and it comes down to Nick taking a final shot, and he makes the shot, and the Don't Bothers win the game.
Yeah, so many last second goals in this show or in the Mighty Ducks series, which I've probably only seen like in a total of real life maybe one game that ended on a last second shot in my life.
Yeah. I went to a Rangers game one time where it was overtime, and that was pretty cool.
Now he means like last second. Yeah, I know what you mean, but there was a Ranger playoff game versus the Caps where he scored, Joel Ward scored with like the 2 seconds left.
Yes, I do remember that. Yes.
Yeah. I remember seeing it in basketball. It was a long time ago. LeBron James with the Cavaliers. There was like 1 second left. It was in 2009, and like he just made like a shot.
Yeah, against the Magic. I remember that. I remember watching it live in the bar when that happened. Everyone went nuts.
Yeah.
Basketball is a lot of last second shots, but for hockey, because usually like when it's tied in the last minute, teams you know they usually play conservative, you know, for overtime or whatever. So, but it was good to see Nick get his first goal.
Yeah, so Nick gets his shining moment, and the Don't Bothers, they're 6 games away from the playoffs, as we're gonna know. But we go to the locker room, and Coop takes his clothes, like starts, you know.
Oh yeah, you had to get into Nick was, you know, he thought the ladies were going to give him attention for scoring that goal, and then the ladies kind of blew him off and went to Logan there.
Yeah, they went to Logan because they like his hair.
Yeah, so poor Nick was you know, looking, he wanted to suck that attention in for that goal. He wanted to get those groupies, those rink rats, they call them.
Rink rats. Jeez. Oh my god.
So, you know, Nick gets the goal, but he doesn't get the girls. You know, they're all over Logan because of his hair, even though Logan hasn't been the best contributor to the team.
And then his moms are the best. They had the putting fun first T-shirts, and but unfortunately they swole Alex's head up, telling how great she was, and using a slogan on the shirt. So we see that leads to some problems.
Yeah.
But Nick's moms are the best.
And then Alex goes, "Oh, can I get that? Can I get putting fun first on a coffee
mug?" Yeah.
So the coaching is definitely getting to Alex's head.
Yeah. And then we lead into the stinky socks in the locker room. Yeah, not my favorite part of yet. A little gross.
So I believe it's Myra goes, "Coop, what is that smell?" And Coop says it. He says, "You know, I decided not to take off my socks for the last 3 weeks, and ever since then, we've been winning games." I mean, have you guys ever seen like a playoff ritual?
Like well, that? the adult, they're trying to play off the adult hockey is, grow the beards, but obviously,
they
brought it up. The kids brought it up. They can't grow the beard, so they try something else. Yeah, there's been stories, lucky T-shirt, or somebody doesn't wash it, but the socks, that's kind of gross, especially they really overdo it with you know the smell and everybody taking off their shoes. It's real gross.
I had a lucky baseball bat that I didn't want people using, but then I was like, yeah, whatever. I guess people can use it because they knew how good the bat was. Where I was just hitting ropers, So I was just like, yeah, I don't want people using my baseball bat because it's something that's I feel like is lucky to me. But people can use it now.
Yeah, superstitions, but yeah, and I never heard of this is an original, although kind of nasty with the socks and the one girl holds out, but eventually the team they all decide to do it.
Yeah, so then Gordon walks back to the locker room and he sees Logan and he goes, "Logan, what's wrong?" And he goes, "Well, I just don't feel like I belong on the team. I haven't really contributed that much." And Gordon goes, "Well, that's going to take time. But, the girls seem to really like you." And he goes, "They don't like me for being a good player. They just like me for my hair."
Yeah, it just shows all these kids are a little bit spoiled brats. Somebody is always jealous of somebody else. Nick's jealous of Logan's looks, and Logan's jealous because the other guys play better. So it's always something. You always think that somebody has a perfect life, and everybody's got issues.
Yeah, just like real life.
Yep.
So then it's I believe it's Alex and Sophie's parents. They're talking, and So Sophie's parents, they go, "Oh, well, Stephanie seems a little bit, bothered by the don't bothers that they're becoming a problem."
Yeah, they're really souping up Alex, Sophie's parents. They're kind of shitsters.
Yeah, they're trying inflating her ego, as to say.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they are becoming a problem, and Alex really latches onto that that statement. She's like, "Oh yeah, we like being a problem."
Yeah, so I said it was a lot of D2. I thought it was a lot of D2, the Mighty Ducks.
Oh yeah,
callbacks when Team USA and Gordon let all the stuff get to him.
Yep.
Yeah, and he's talking to Kareem about the Air Bombay loafers.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
What a stupid idea for a shoe, to be honest.
Yep.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So then we go to Ducksworth attorney. The Ducksworth Attorney Law Building, and Alex is in a meeting with Stephanie and the head of the law firm, I believe so. Yeah, and he's like, "Well, we're gonna lose this, and this is going to happen, blah blah blah." So then Alex, chimes in, "Oh well, if we fix it this way, it will work." And the head of the law firm is really, impressed with Alex. And he says to Alex, "Oh, you should speak up more."
Yeah. And also says, "Yeah, and grab yourself a muffin."
A muffin.
Alex is excited about that. She grabbed like two of them. Yeah, she is.
It's not like the big muffins, those mini muffins.
Yeah. Everybody's watching their weight nowadays, so, you know. You can't be gluttonous. It's not a appealing.
Gotta count those calories.
Yeah, but yeah, but Steph definitely was hating that Alex got the boss's attention there.
Yeah, so then they see so it's back to like Sophie and like her parents with Alex, and Alex goes, "Oh, what can I do to increase the the winning and like to make these kids better?" So they give her like, "Oh, two-a-days and healthy instructions and everything.
Ramp up the coaching and the juicing and in other words, stop becoming like Coach T." Sophie's parents are not good in this. They're making a monster out of Alex.
Yeah, they're not helping. Yeah.
And then you see, like, in Stephanie's eyes, too, that, you know, Alex is trying to one-up her. Even though she's not, Alex is just trying to, like, you know, find her place in the work area and the coaching area, too, you know. But Stephanie looks at Alex as a threat, and you know, she's just like, "Oh, like, what are you doing?"
Yeah, because she's always used to keeping her down, so
then she's getting... Yeah, so then we see Gordon Bombay. We see Gordon and Logan. They're practicing skating, and you know, Gordon does the old distraction where Logan doesn't think, like, you know, he can skate, like, he's not good at it. And he goes, "Oh, skating is like riding a bike." And Logan goes, "I don't know how to do that either."
Oh, jeez.
The old classic, "I don't know how to ride a bike."
Yeah, and he lays it on thick that, you know, my parents are divorced, and, you know, they didn't teach me, you know, whatever. Dad didn't teach me how to skate, and so they lay that on thick. As Nick looks on jealously, this is where Nick kind of does his heel turn. Starting to turn into a little cunt there, where he's all jealous he's jealous that Logan is, you know, he's like, "Oh, now that he could skate, he could do everything now. You know, he could get girls, he's everything." So, yeah, Nick getting a little heelish on me here.
Yeah, so then Nick is basically, you know, confiding in Winnie. He's like, "Well, you know, I had that one goal, you know. I had that one goal against I've won up Logan, and you know, now he's becoming like better at hockey. So now, what am I good at?" And when he goes, "You're good at school." And he goes, "No. I have a solid B minus. How is that good at school?"
He should have got he should have been thankful what he got. The barista girl, what's her name? Winnie. She gave him a little free cup of cocoa there, and he should have tried to put the moves on her, get her into the back of the coffee shop there instead of worrying about Logan.
So then we go to Evan's house, where Evan and Sophie, they're playing the video game, and Alex goes, "Oh, hey, I got nachos," but instead of chips, it's just going to be broccoli and cheese. So they're called
brachos.
So stupid but funny. Freaking brachos,
yeah. And Evan sees it and he goes, "What's happening?" And Sophie's like, "Your mom is turning into like my parents." And she goes, "Well, at my house, we have steamed vegetables all the time." And, you know, so Sophie is picking up on the cues that Alex is turning into Sophie's parents and becoming like more of like a stricter coach. She's kind of forgetting about the fun policy.
Yep.
And Alex lets the fame get to her head because she's going to go get a TV interview.
Right. A little news station piece here.
Yeah. So this was the callback to D2, the Mighty Ducks, where, you know, Gordon was always speaking to the media, and, you know, like, "We're Team USA and we're going to win, win, and win." And Gordon, you know, had to realize that in order to come back to being the coach and having fun again, you know, he had to lose hard to the Iceland team, which they lost. Team USA lost 12-1 in that game. So Gordon comes back and, you know, they win.
Yeah.
So basically, it's just a montage of hockey games. You know, like we said, the Don't Bothers, they need to win 6 games, and they just keep on winning. Even I believe it. Even Myra says, "Oh, I scored!" You know, so she scores, and
yeah, they beat the Hawks.
Yeah,
6-3.
Yeah,
and she says, she goes, "Oh crap." It's the Sox. So she got on the bandwagon of the Sox, you know, and she doesn't want to, she now doesn't want to take them off.
Yeah. And Alex is starting to get to her head a little, and she's got the little, she's giving them the team spinach juice and superfood crap and stuff.
Yeah, and Nick had a line. He was like, "I always wanted to wonder what my backyard tasted like, and here it is." Nick always has like the zingers, you know, and stuff. Like, you know, he always like has like the funny lines too. But, you know, really good character development of Logan. You know, like we're seeing like, you know, what he basically wants out of, you know, the friendship and everything.
Yep.
So then it's the night before the big game, and Alex and Evan, they're at the pizza place, and who comes in but Coach T himself.
Jeez, they can't even enjoy a little mother-son dinner with Coach T bag. Always got to ruin the moment, man.
Yeah. He says, "Oh, you should have stayed with the Ducks, Evan. You know, we already start packing up for states because they're the number one seed. And if the Don't Bothers win tomorrow, if they were to have won tomorrow, like the game, they would get the number two seed."
Yeah, and Coach T has to say that putting fun first stuff isn't going to beat the Ducks. You know. Coach T always got to rub it in.
He's got to rub in the fact that they have their own special at the pizza place.
And she goes, "They're not really good breadsticks." He's like, "Yeah, they are.
What the fuck are you? Virgil would disagree, obviously, because of the Olive Garden breadsticks.
Extra meat sauce.
Olive Garden breadsticks are
good. Yeah. With extra meat sauce.
Yeah.
So then Alex goes to Coach T. "Well, I think you're just scared of us." And he's like, "No, I'm not scared of you." And she did give a good, you know, like life lessons. Like, "Oh, you know, you're just like that. You're like a driver in a car, you know, and you see like the objects appear closer than they appear in the mirror. You know, like we're right there. And like, you know, we're coming for you. So, you know, watch out." And Coach T's like, "We're an institution, and we always win. The Ducks always win. So, you know, fun time's over, and you're going to know that only having fun gets you so far."
Yeah.
So then we go to the next, the morning of the big game, and we see Logan cooking pancakes.
Oh.
And he's doing, like, you know, he's doing the flips. And Gordon goes, "Oh, you're here early." And goes, "Yeah, I just figured I'd, you know, give you a little breakfast for, you know, trying to help me. And since the last game, you know, you helped me try and become a better player." So Gordon sees Logan flipping the pancake. And he goes, "Maybe out on the ice." And then Nick is like, "Oh, well, you know, you tried, Logan. Nothing you can do here. You know, it's the last game." So we see that Nick is still, you know, jealous of Logan because, you know, Nick wants one over Logan and whatnot. So it seems like everyone just wants to be a part of the team, but everyone else, like, just wants to be, you know, the best at it.
Yeah, there's little jealousies and egos. Ego stuff turns up, but I noticed Nick didn't hate Logan enough to not eat those pancakes that Gordon left him. He grabbed that butter and syrup with the quickness, and Nick's a little chunky kid. You know he loves his food, so he
Well,
wasn't gonna let
who
those
doesn't?
pancakes wasn't gonna go let those pancakes go to waste.
No.
Now, Greg, did you notice, because I thought I noticed as well, that another callback to D2, Logan was doing the Dwayne Robinson flips, the kid from Austin,
Oh,
Texas, who had all the
yes.
hockey tricks up his sleeve. I
Right.
noticed. I was like, oh, so Gordon's trying to make him like the Dwayne Robinson, like do like hockey flips and
Yeah.
stuff, with the puck.
Yeah. Well, good. It's a good thing he doesn't have a lasso to rope somebody.
Yeah, or was he or lassoing other players
Yeah.
too? Two minutes for roping. That's a new penalty on me. So then it is the it it's game time, It's do or die for the don't bothers. They win, they're in. If they don't win, they go home. Go big, go home.
Yeah.
And before they get to the game, Myra finally realizes she can't take it anymore, and that the socks are just, the stench of the socks is just overwhelming. And so she goes, "That's it. I'm voting that we take all of our socks off. Come on, let's go." And Sam goes, "Yeah, I gotta agree with Myra on this one, because my girlfriend stopped coming over because of the stench of the socks." And Lauren goes, wait, you have a girlfriend?" And he goes, "I had a girlfriend till the socks, so I don't have a girlfriend anymore."
And then they have to forcibly remove a Coupe socks.
Coop was like,
And
no, you are not taking off my socks.
They have to jump. Yeah, and she goes, "It's in the shape of a foot." And when she takes
Yeah. So Coop overdid it for himself.
it.
So the game is basically it's tied. It's like 3-3.
Oh, but before that, then Nick and Logan have their little whatever bonding or
Oh
hash it
yeah.
out session where Nick says, he admits to Logan that he's jealous of him, and Logan says, "Hey, I'm jealous of you too," and they kind of sort of squash it out.
Yeah, they squashed
Logan
the
lays it
beef
on
real
thick about it.
well.
He's like, "Oh, Nick, your moms are so great, and my parents are divorced, and my dad didn't love me, and they lay that on thick." So he says Nick is the lucky one. So.
Yeah, it's not that like Logan's dad like doesn't love him, just that like I think the divorce made like Logan's dad a mess, so that Logan had to step up. So Logan just sees through the window, like at Nick's house, that Nick has like a really good family, and that like
Yeah.
just wants to be loved, and wants to be protected. I mean, Logan doesn't seem like he's in a very good like family situation
Yeah.
with the divorce of his parents, and he just wants to be loved.
Yep.
So they shake hands about it, and they go, they said, "Hey, let's do this."
Good. Hopefully Nick could go back to being the greatest and not being a cunt no more. Hopefully this is just one episode where
There's gonna be some beeps in this episode.
he was a little jealous bitch. Oh yeah, I think that's one of Andy's Marty's favorite word. Oh boy. Oh boy, I'm gonna get canceled again. I can't believe
Oh.
it. I've been canceled so many times.
So they're playing their hearts out, the don't bothers versus the Huskies. It's go big or go home. And Gabombe is literally telling Alex, "Put Logan in. He's ready. Logan can do this." And she's like, No. Well, he's not ready to do this. And I want to win. And Sophie can take the shot." So Coop makes a save, and they call timeout. So during the timeout, Nick takes himself out of the game and says, "Logan, you're going in for me." So he does a distraction where he goes, "Oh, hey, coach, your shirt's going viral, and your coffee mug and everything. Your interview went viral too." And, you know, so he's just doing like distractions, saying, oh, this person commented on your interview on TV, and Logan takes Nick's spot. So then Alex goes, wait, Nick, why aren't you on the ice? And Nick goes, and because Logan is.
Yeah, and they set up Logan for the pancake flip play.
Yeah, with about 5 seconds left. You know, you hear like the old musical numbers of the old like duck movies in there too, and I just thought that was a good throwback, you know.
Yeah.
And Logan does the flip, and the Don't Bothers win 4-3. So
going to the States.
Fathers are going to the States, yeah.
And, you know, that's actually the play isn't a guy actually too far-fetched, because it has been done in real NHL. I think it was Nile Yakupov. Damn, I don't know how I remember that name. Or maybe it's not, but it was done a couple times in the actual NHL, where the guy put on his stick and kind of put it by the goalie before he even realized what happened.
Yeah, so the Don't Bothers are going to States. In the locker room, you know, the Don't Bothers, they are celebrating the win, and that, you know, Logan and Nick hug it out, and Alex comes in to the locker room, and
first the big reveal that Coop had the socks and his mask.
Yeah, Coop never got rid of the socks, put them in his mask, and he's like, guys, the socks works. And they're just like, oh my god, stop, that is so gross.
Coop was going to business for himself.
Oh god.
So while they're celebrating, Alex comes in, and she's mad because, you know, she's taking coaching to the level that she didn't want to be in the first place, of being a strict coach. But, you know, she let her ego get the best of her, and, you know, she's like, you guys didn't listen to me, and, you know, what would Coach T have done if you didn't listen to him on the Ducks? You know, and she starts doing all the things that she didn't want to be in the first place. You know, she like kicks the trash can, and then she like just throws all the hockey sticks. So she's mad, but I think she realized like what she had done too.
Yeah. You know?
But she had to like walk away from it.
Yeah, she was a little mad at herself too, how she was acting. But so Sophie sees this and is like, oh geez, this is the stuff. I came here to get away from this kind of, you know, the tyrannical, you know, coaching.
I'm gonna say I didn't like that part that Sophie makes it about herself, and it's like, how do all the other kids feel? You know,
yeah,
like,
unfortunately, a lot of the kids, have a little selfish side. Like, you know, we saw from Evan, and this episode we saw from Nick. So
yeah.
they're showing that, hey, kids aren't perfect either. You know, even though this is Disney, and you know, they're making them the underdog heroes, that they still have issues too. There's little jealousies and stuff like that, and they overreact. And yeah, I know what you're saying, James, because it's like Alex, you know, she is trying a little too hard, getting her head swollen, but she's not like as bad as Coach T, like Sophie put it. But that's how they're portraying it. Mm.
And Nick had a very old ECW Taz line. He said, wow, you know, I was in the mood, and I was going to ask you guys if you wanted to go to Dairy Queen, but the mood had changed.
Yeah. Yeah, Nick is back. Nick is back, baby. That's good.
Good old Taz Zinger right there. The mood has changed.
I was going to take them all. He was going to take them all out for blizzards.
Yeah.
But nope.
So then, you know, the Don't Bothers, they're in like shock too, because they were not, you know, they weren't expecting this. And going back to the interview piece, Lauren said that, you know, Coach Morrow's, Alex's, you know, words are kind of like crap, you know, we just want to have fun, you know, and winning isn't everything. But as we see, like, you know, the practices and like, you know, the 2-a-days and everything, that Coach Alex is going back on her word, you know?
Yeah,
a little bit. But also, like the point they made at the beginning, it's no fun to lose and get your ass kicked all the time. It is more fun to win, but you know, but not at all costs. And there comes a price with how you balance all that out, like the strive to win and also to have fun. That's, you know, it's stuff that, you know, little leagues and coaches got to deal with.
Yeah, I mean, I always said, like, I wanted to be a little league coach, but then I was just like, oh, am I going to put too much pressure on the kids? And then...
Yeah, you got to deal with their asshole parents that, you know...
I remember, like, in little league, the coach's kid quit the team, and I was like, oops.
Man, I was like, what was the Bad News Bears coach? When he hit his kid in the middle of the game.
Joey walked away.
Yeah. And Engelberg hit him the ball, and all he did was he threw it. Engelbert inside the park home run.
Joey kept throwing the ball in his glove. Right, it was like in his hand the whole time. Nope, I'm not going to do anything.
One of the greatest sports movie moments of all time.
Yep. So then Evan has to, you know, make decision if he's going to. Well, he says, I have to fire my mom. Because...
Yeah, that was the last words. I have to fire my mom. of course, a little dramatic, but hey, we only got two episodes left, so I guess they got to ramp it up.
I know, too. So, you know, I guess they're going to expand the two episodes into the state game. So, you know, this will be hopefully this will be an excellent tournament, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of liked how they, you know, they montaged the games all together, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I felt like it was, like, time to do that, you know? Like, oh, yeah, we need to, like, speed this up. So it was like, win, win, win. I wasn't expecting them to, you know, like, start from a point of view of the actual game. You know, I thought this was, like, actually a dream of Nick's, you know, scoring the goal until I realized, oh, man, it's real, you know?
Yeah.
It got me. I really thought they were going to, like, wake up, like, they were going to have Nick wake up. It was like, oh, man, it was just a dream. You know, I don't have my glory moment yet.
they really dragged out the duck sucking part for, like, six episodes. They didn't win that first game till like, episode seven. And now they ramped it up real quick. All of a sudden, they're in the States. So.
Yep. Yeah. So, you know, can't wait to see how the last two episodes pan out. What's Alex's fate? You know, is Coach Bombay gonna take over, or you know, is Alex gonna come to her senses and it's gonna all be all about fun again?
Yeah.
Well, before we wrap up tonight's episode of Pop Goes to the Couch, do you guys have anything that you want to plug? Greg, we'll start with you.
Well, first on It Was a Thing on TV, we actually have this week a British theme. We're reviewing the 1996 Doctor Who TV movie that aired on Fox TV with Paul McGann as the Doctor. And we're also continuing the British theme with a comedy show called At Last, the 1948 Show, which actually features two members of Monty Python in it. It was before Monty Python's Flying Circus, so that was a lot of fun to do. And also, me and Chica, we just taped episode 3 of Into the Spidey Movieverse. We've just concluded our look at the Sam Raimi Spider-Man trilogy, so we're going to go ahead to the two amazing Spider-Man movies after that. And also, I don't know when it's going to come out on the Place to Be Wrestling Network feed, but me and Robert Silver, we did our first part of our annual top 10 of the previous greatest WCW list. We did the greatest WCW matches list. Nice. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
All right. Look forward to that. That's my man.
Nice, nice. John, do you have anything that you want to plug?
Keep a low profile for now. I think might be another week dropping our famous, we keep teasing our famous Mount Rushmore Heels and Faces episode where there's a big heel turn in that one.
Ooh. So,
yeah.
So look for that soon.
Yeah, well, as for me, you know, yeah, like John said, you know, the baby faces and heel turn making Mount Rushmore should be dropping soon. I just dropped a new episode of Extreme Resurrection with Michael Cook over on the Place to Be Wrestling Network. We are talking about the road to SummerSlam 2006 and the release of Kurt Angle from WWE. He doesn't come back until 10 years later. And also, no spoilers, but the Place to Be Pop Trivia Tournament. The first round of semifinals dropped between myself, Logan Crossland, and Ryan Everett. So listen to that to see who makes their way to the finals.
Yeah.
You guys better start your reviewing and note studying.
Oh, trust me, I am.
Well, that's going to do it from Pop Goes to the Couch, Mighty Ducks Game Changers. I'm James Gruenberg alongside J. Arsenio D'Amato and Greg Diener, and we will see you next time.